Cool.
Good.
Here we go.
We're ready. Welcome to the July 10th, 2023 special meeting of the Thurston County Planning Commission in conjunction with the City of Yelm Planning Commission. The Thurston County Planning Commission is a citizens advisory committee to the Board of County Commissioners on land use planning matters such as the comprehensive plan and zoning ordinance amendments. Planning Commission actions are in the form of recommendations to the County Commissioners who are the final decision makers. All Planning Commission meetings are open to the public. Citizens are welcome to observe all Planning Commission briefings and work sessions. We welcome public comment in general, and then also today during our hearing on the Yelm Joint Plan, we'll accept more public comment for that. My name is Eric Cassino. I am the season's chair and reside in District 2. We'll start introductions of the Thurston County Planning Commission, and then we'll move over to Chair Perez and the Yelm Planning Commission. So we'll start online to make sure that everybody's here. Commissioner Hansen, are you there?
Yes, Joel Hansen, District 3.
Commissioner Wheatley?
Helen Wheatley, District 1.
Scott Nelson, District 3.
Jim Simmons, District 3.
Derek Day, District 1.
Carlos Perez, Yelm Planning
Commission. John Thompson, Yelm Planning Commission.
Bob Howard, Yelm Planning Commission.
Ann Warman, Yelm Planning Commission.
Richard Lonsdale, Yelm Planning Commission.
I'm Gary Cooper, Planning and Building Manager, City of Yelm.
And I think we have Jerry on here from the Yelm Planning
Jerry Commission. Jerry Fugic, Yelm Planning Commission.
Thank you very much. With that, has everybody had an opportunity?
310.
Also.
Oh, Commissioner Pestinger, I didn't see you there.
No problem. Kevin Pestinger, District 1, Thurston Planning Commission.
Thank you very much. With that, has everybody had an opportunity to look over our agenda this evening? And if so, I'd entertain a motion.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda for this evening. Do we want to do these votes separately or together?
You'll want to do both separately for the record.
All right. For the record, the Thurston County Planning Commission, the motion to approve the agenda has been made and seconded. Call for the vote.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Simmons.
Aye.
Commissioner Wheatley.
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Pestinger.
Aye.
Vice Chair Day.
Aye.
Chair Cassino.
Aye. The agenda is approved from the Thurston County Planning Commission. Would you like to do yours?
Yep. Commissioner Howard.
Aye.
Commissioner Fugit.
Here.
Commissioner Thompson.
Aye.
Commissioner Graber. Commissioner
Warman.
Aye.
Commissioner Lonsdale.
Aye.
Chair Perez.
Aye.
I believe that would be all of them. So that motion is also passed and the agenda is approved. With that, at this point, we would accept public comment not related to the Yelm Joint Plan. If there's anybody online that would like to address the Planning Commissions, please raise your hand. Not seeing anybody for that. And if there's anybody in the boardroom that would like to address the Planning Commissions. Looks like there's nobody in the boardroom either that would like to address us. With that, we'll move on to, we will take a small break until 7 o'clock to reconvene for our public hearing. Everybody back at 7 o'clock.
I don't have to go very far. Yeah, so we'll pause the recording then.
I'll go check on the home run.
Yeah, you can check on the home run here.
Welcome back to the July 10th special meeting of the Thurston County Planning Commission with our guest, the City of Yelm Planning Commission. Today, we're here to hold a public hearing on Comprehensive Plan Docket Item CPA 1, City of Yelm and Thurston County Joint Plan. The joint plan is a component of both the Thurston County and the City of Yelm comprehensive plans. Joint plans allow the city and the county, along with the public, to create a mutual vision for the future of the urban growth area and provide a guide for development. There is a sign-in sheet at the entrance of the room if you wish to testify. And having said that, we also have the opportunity for the public to address the planning commissions via our online link. Each person will have 3 minutes to testify. Names will be called for oral testimony. When you hear your name, we'll promote you to a panelist and you'll have 3 minutes. Time may not be given to another person. When testifying, please provide your name and address for the record. And we'll have a timer up to show you when your 3 minute countdown is about there. So this hearing is now open and we will start with a staff presentation before we move on to public testimony.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, commissioners. My name is Amelia Schwartz. I'm an associate planner with Thurston County Community Planning. As Chair Cassino said, today we are here to hold a public hearing on a proposed repeal and replace of the City of Yelm and Thurston County Joint Plan. The City of Yelm and Thurston County Planning Commissions have held a previous work session on May 22nd, 2023, which is open to the public. Written notice of this public hearing is published in the Olympian on June 16th, 2023. In addition, a webmail announcement was sent to the Community Planning Division's email listserv on June 16th, 2023, and a press release was issued on June 30th, 2023. A special meeting notice was issued on July 3rd, 2023. Thurston County Community Planning updated the website with all available documents being considered at this hearing prior to the release of the June 16, 2023 legal notice. All right, so I can go ahead and do it. Oh, no, open up for comments.
We're going to take comments now. All right, we're going to open this up for public comment. If there is anybody in the boardroom that'd like to speak, even if you didn't sign in, we welcome your comments. Seeing none, we'll move on to our online guests. And if you'd like to make a comment, please raise your hand and we'll promote you and give you your 3 minutes. I don't believe we're going to have anybody providing public testimony today. All right, well, with that, this public hearing is now closed. We will move into a work session again with Planner Amelia Schwartz.
All right. Go ahead and share my screen. Hello again. We are here for the Yelm Joint Plan Update Work Session 2, now that we have held a public hearing. All right. Today for this work session, we're going to have a discussion on the previous commissioner requests and public testimony, and then move on to recommendation and next steps. So the joint plan is an element of both the city and the county comprehensive plans. The last adopted joint plan between the City of Yelm and Thurston County was in 2006. The 2023 update is a full repeal and replace, and it is based off the 2017 City of Yelm comprehensive plan, updated to align with current conditions and county policies. So the purpose of the joint plan is a requirement of the Growth Management Act. It helps fulfill countywide planning policies, provides consistency and predictability for residents, and it aids in transitions when areas are annexed. Some of the goals here are to update the plan to include current conditions and maps, as well as align it with existing goals and policies within the city and county. So some updates from my last work session. The online open house, the ArcGIS story map, I added aerial imagery to the interactive map as a request. Within the joint plan draft itself, I've updated map one with an option for an additional map 1A. And that'll be on another slide to see what you guys think. The draft housing action plan for Yelm for 2023 does contain an extensive demographic section from pages 40 to 48. But it does not differentiate by the UGA or city limits and county. Existing TRPC and census data also do not differentiate demographic data by the Yelm UGA for a data comparison. So current geographical limits to the existing data do not make this a possibility for this update, but potentially in the future. So this is an example of some of the great demographic data that's coming in the draft Yelm Housing Action Plan. But once again, it's not separated by UGA / city limits. I'll leave that up for just a second and see some of the great visuals they've got coming. All right, and then this is the new map 1 and possible 1A. Hopefully you guys can see that. Map 1 is the mostly white map. I've added a bolder symbology for the Yelm UGA, as well as a dark red border outline, and hopefully those are contrasting enough colors, as well as an inset map to help people locate where this is in the county if they aren't familiar. And then this possible 1A map to the side is an aerial imagery map. Similar information, just with an aerial imagery base map, if that's something both commissions are interested in putting into the draft plan. All right, another request for information was a reference to the city of Yelm and the county zoning in one map together. So this is just going to be a reference map, not going to go into the joint plan. The joint plan draft does contain UGA related map, and that's going to show the potential post-annexation zoning. And then we've got more digital maps available on Thurston County geodata. I can leave this up for a second so the commissioners who are interested can see it. All right.
What is it? Sorry, what was MPC? I was trying to understand the light purple.
Master Plan Community.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. All right. As of today, July 10th, we have received 3 comments. Comment 1 was on Alder Lake, which is outside of the Yelm UGA. Then comment 2 has requested more open natural spaces. And comment 3 has requested to add a reference to the agricultural land south of the UGA. So for comment 1, while it is outside of the Yelm UGA, there are potential opportunities for regional collaboration. And we do have some related policies on regional collaboration in regards to flood mitigation and water practices. And those are in the Environmental Protection and Critical Areas chapter, I believe. And then we also have some on page 14 and 43. Then comment number 2, the request for more open and natural spaces. So we have some policies in the parks chapter, and the county has programs outside of the joint plan to conserve lands through conservation futures and open space programs. So we hopefully address that with a couple of the policies that we've got in this draft plan, as well as some other practices that the county has. And then number 3 that came in today, they requested to add a reference to the agricultural land south of the UGA, where we have a description of the general area of the Yelm UGA. They wanted to add a line that noted the agricultural lands to the south of the Yelm UGA to go along with everything else that's describing the area. And we do also have several ag policies throughout the plan, but we can certainly address that if we want to add more. All right, so next steps is hope to move to recommend adoption of the City of Yelm and Thurston County Joint Plan by repeal and replace. After that, it will be going to the Yelm City Council for review, and I will be starting the SEPA process for environmental review. But right now we can talk about Map 1A, potential changes, edits, any discussion of the comments.
Do we have anybody that would like to do any discussion on Map 1A? Commissioner Wheatley, did you have your hand up?
Is Map 1A meant to be included in this packet or not?
Not yet. I wanted to see if you guys wanted it.
Oh, I see.
And if
I see
both commissions want it, I'm happy to put it in. But if it just seems extraneous,
then Map 1 was in there.
Yeah. Yes, Map 1 is in there. The mostly white map is already in the draft plan. Yeah. And then the map with the aerial imagery is an option, should you guys want to pursue that.
Commissioner Wheatley?
So, yeah, I do support that option. I think for most people, they get a lot more information from an aerial than than the other one. So it makes more sense for most folks.
I would agree.
I don't think there's any heartburn putting it in, is there? If you could, that'd be great.
So is that
everybody give
majority thumbs up?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Commissioner Wheatley.
So if we're moving on to the next one, the open space, I just like a little more, because I didn't really get a chance. I was, not able to look at the new stuff this afternoon because I was not at home to look at it. Could you talk a little bit about whether the revision, how it changes the language about open space compared to the original version? Like, is there room to improve that language in order to address the concerns about having more open space that were raised in the public comment?
Yeah, let me see. That'll be
goal four.
So.
And I'm especially wondering, it's opening up a can of worms now, but there were the changes, there are coming changes to urban comp planning from this most recent legislative session. There's a whole bunch of language about climate. And I'm wondering if we shouldn't take the time to see if any of that could be easily slid into this, because
that is planned on a large scale for the Thurston 2045 update.
So the Yelm plan will be revisited by the city of Yelm for its 2045 update?
I'm not sure what the city of Yelm will be doing, but Thurston County will be addressing the updates to climate in the as dictated by the recent legislation within Thurston 2045.
But will that include this UGA at that
yes.
point? Okay.
Okay, and then I have
just a point on, I was reading what she wrote, which was kind of interesting, because first of all, we're looking at Yelm as a small space, and she wrote the following: to create a protected area for people to enjoy natural and endangered wildlife. Example, a Zen garden, a reserve, or a protected park where deer would be and everything else. And that would be excellent for the Thurston County master plan, but we keep the deer and the mountain lions inside the city of Yelm where people can come and observe them. I'm not sure, she might've been addressing that, thinking of all Thurston County, not necessarily the city limits of Yelm, because being a very small city we are, to have a wildlife reserve in the center of Yelm, it's inconceivable to me how you do it other than for squirrels.
Well, if I might add to that, properly speaking, any open space requirements post-annexation would have to go into the city adopted plan and not so much the county adopted plan. Yeah.
Can I add something as well, Amelia, if you don't mind? Map 3 on page 22, which shows what we're calling the future zoning after annexation by the city of Yelm. We have two large areas that are parks designated zone for parks and open space. They're not going to be wildlife ready.
No, they should be open.
But they are, they've already been identified as having a lot of critical areas in them, wetlands and other habitats. And so once those are annexed, they will be maintained as an open space environment.
Okay.
Within the current,
probably 10% of our city.
Yeah, the city limits today have a number of open spaces that are wetlands, that are, there's no building, even if it's, they have a an R6 designation, but you can't build on it because it's wetlands.
Well, you do have Cochran Park, which also does have, our recycling water site, but it includes ducks, fish, frogs, all kinds of critters, mosquitoes. The frogs are supposed to eat this. But I mean, it is a natural environment, and you have ducks year round there, wild ducks. And so there is that spot there that we do have.
Well, and also in the plan here in the Parks and Recreation section on page 41 and 42, it seems to address the open space and parks quite extensively, pretty well.
Goal 1, policy 1.4, goal 3, goal 4, and then earlier on page 17 of the plan as well. We've got a few different ones that address.
It seems like it's been covered, it seems to me.
Yeah. Commissioner Wheatley, did you have more on that?
No, except maybe to clarify. So I think it's going to be up after this, it's going to be up to the city of Yelm to figure out how the climate mitigation, the new climate mitigation language that's just been put into the GMA is going to apply to the 2045 plan update. And, you know, I guess I'd like to alert our Yelm folks here that language exists. And, you know, I'm not in a position to sort of review it real quickly, but be aware that there are some pretty significant language about climate change now, and it's going to be worth taking a look at in this context once it's kind of out of Thurston County's hands.
So we are well aware of that. We're right toward the end of executing a contract for a 2045 update with a consultant, and the very first thing we do is scrub all the new legislation, so there will be a climate section in our comp plan.
All right. So does anybody else have anything else on Parks and Recreation section of the joint plan? Or who wants this? Yeah.
Oh, I would add one more thing if I could. Another thing that we're doing, so, you know, none of these efforts are standalone efforts. So we're doing what Thurston County recently did, which is a habitat conservation plan, looking at obviously primarily at pocket gopher, but a few other species as well. And out of that, there will emerge a number of changes probably to our permitting processes, our planning for habitat and other things. And those things too, as we do our comp plan update, will all be folded in together. So we've got some other things on the front for protecting habitats.
All right, that's good to hear. Yeah, I guess we can move on to the next portion of this. And we're a little bit out of order. We could take these in order or go through them one by one, or we could just hit the major themes that anybody has questions on. If anybody, go ahead, Commissioner Wheatley.
Well, just I just wanted to say I supported Loretta Seppinen's suggested sentence too. If nobody else has trouble with that, I'd like to ask that be incorporated about recognizing ag land in the
south of the UGA.
Yeah.
How would we even recognize that in this plan?
So Loretta had a helpful idea. It was actually put it in the start of the plan. I believe it was page 10 maybe, where I'm doing a description of the general area. I talked about the Nisqually lands nearby, JBLM. And I could definitely add that. So where it's joint plan area, page 10. And it talks about the Yelm UGA, how much space it takes up, over 2,000 acres, and what it's located near. So that is something we could address. We do have some policies on agriculture that it could relate to. That was Loretta's main comment. doesn't actually change any policies, but it does add recognition that the Yelm UGA is not separate from agriculture.
And the joint plan can cover more than just the UGA and the city.
No, the joint plan just covers the UGA. This section, the joint plan area, is just a description.
So the joint plan and the joint plan area aren't necessarily the same area.
They are, the UGA. And so what Loretta is discussing is outside of the UGA, but in the general,
in the vicinity.
How about that's a better word? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So we can make reference to these ag lands in the south of the UGA as being adjacent to, but not part of the joint plan area.
Mm-hmm. Yes, within that section on page 10, because that's also where we talk about JBLM, which is totally not in.
I see the section where it would go in, and I would have no heartburn over doing that. In fact, I think that'd be a really good idea. If the rest of the planning commission has opinions on this, now's the time to voice them.
You want to see if we have a majority opinion on this?
You guys mind?
I agree. It seems appropriate to put it right there.
Seems like they're having a headache.
You guys are best for it.
Okay.
Option. All right. I'll make sure to add something.
So, Mr. Chair, so the person online has raised their hands. We've tried to contact him a couple times, and he has not answered us in either place.
Who?
The person online, Mr. Howard Glassdetter.
Howard hasn't been able to get through?
I guess he might have had some difficulties getting in, and we tried to ask him if he was the person who had difficulty earlier. So did you want to check with him online before we proceed, or just continue on with the discussion?
If Mr. Glassdetter has something to say, I'd like to hear what it is.
Okay.
I don't know how to get a hold of him.
Well, we can promote him, and I think he's still in the Zoom, and we can promote him in the Zoom.
Promote him up just like we would have done public testimony? Yeah.
If you'd like.
Yes, I would like to hear from Mr. Glassdetter. And okay. if we could promote him and give him up to 3 minutes, that would be fantastic.
Okay.
Mr. Glassdetter, are you there?
And Tasha, did you promote him yet? You did?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, sorry, my picture disappeared. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the letter I wrote about Alder Lake Dam. Alder Lake Dam influences the whole valley. And there are ways that they can mitigate the flood, any flood that is of no, well, it's just like the letter I wrote. It would not cause them any expense. It would add a huge measure of safety to the valley. And it's a little frustrating for me because everybody says they're outside the jurisdiction. It's not in Thurston County's jurisdiction, even though Thurston County gets the bulk of the floods that occur from Alder Lake Dam. And Alder Dam has no flood mitigation responsibility in their license. They can have the dam 2 feet from capacity and a storm in the forecast, and it's up to them to do whatever they want. They certainly know how to operate the dam. I complained about the 2020 flood that hit the lower valley to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And basically they said they followed their license, and I complained that they didn't follow, the license was the problem. It wasn't following it or not following it. And I said, if you want to be concerned about following your license, they did not, they have a license that says they're supposed to stay no lower than 10 feet below capacity in the between Memorial Day and Labor Day. And as a standard, that they've gone anywhere from 50 to 70 feet below capacity by Labor Day. And when I mentioned that, surprised the last four summers, they've been pretty close to meeting that goal every summer, whereas they hadn't before. So evidently FERC got on their case. But they can very easily offer a high modicum of safety to people below the dam. And they, I don't understand why they don't do it. It wouldn't cost them a dime if you read what I wrote carefully. Yes.
Yeah, I saw your letter, and it says that Tacoma, is it Tacoma PUD that manages?
Yeah.
Have you taken this to the Thurston County PUD? Like maybe they might have an ability to raise it in the context of good PUD behavior.
Yeah, well, I've been on the flood mitigation plan for Thurston County for the last decade anyway. And
Mr. Glassetter, I hate to interrupt you, but I'm not sure how trying to get a change in the FERC permit for the.
Well, I'm just saying that it is something that I think is important to Yelm and important to Nisqually Valley. And yet everybody just looks the other way.
You have a suggestion on how that could be put into the joint plan?
We wouldn't necessarily have something on the Alder Lake Jam in the joint plan. We mm-hmm. will take this comment and pass it on to Thurston County Emergency Management. And it is something that we address in our flood regulations and also our flood hazard mitigation plan for Thurston County. Yes. We have updated, and just so the Planning Commission knows, Thurston County is a community rating system class 2 community, which is one of the highest ratings. There's only about 8 in the country. So we do have top-notch flood regulations in Thurston County. And Thurston County Emergency Management works really closely with Tacoma Power when they do have emergency operations, and they do work with them. And we do check with that they did their drills and all that as part of our CRS updates.
So there's not really a place to do anything on this in the Yelm joint plan.
I'm not necessarily for Alder Lake Dam, but the city, of course, would be required to, as part of the National Flood Insurance Program, keep their flood regulations up to date, just like Thurston County does as part of the NFIP program.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Thurston County is doing this year. I'm suspicious that they aren't doing as much as they have in the past. But Pierce County seems to be, but we'll see what happens.
Thank you very much, Mr. Glassetter. Okay,
FEMA came through and they said, we will judge the dam as always full. And so that's why FEMA.
Howard, you were given 3 minutes as part of the public hearing process. I believe your 3 minutes is over, if I'm not mistaken. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for the opportunity anyway. So
thank you, sir.
One point of clarification, and that is it's not operated by the public utility district. No, it's not. A department within the city of Tacoma that operates it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get back to joint plan stuff. We can. Does anybody have anything on any of these other elements of this joint plan? We have looked at the Parks and Rec area concerning open space. If anybody had anything on any of the other elements like land use or housing.
Hi.
Commissioner Pestfinger, please.
Thank you, Chair. So my biggest concerns are about housing and water availability for housing. However, on page 7 on the acknowledgements page, I believe Commissioner Carolina Mejia's name is spelled wrong. So just a request to correct that. Looking through the housing information, the population growth plans, expectations, you know, Yelm is an incredibly fast growing area of the county. Responsible for a huge amount of the future growth of the county relative to its size. And the good news, it looks like, if I'm reading the housing section right about available inventory for land for building housing, is that there's actually excess capacity through 2045, if I read that correctly. So if there's plenty of land to build housing, then to me, the two biggest questions are around the topic of the broad range of diversity of housing to meet all economic needs, including affordable housing, which I don't see very much in there. I see references to, yeah, we should encourage this, but no specific details of how to encourage it. And I see next to no information about how there's going to be any diversity of housing within the community. So is that something that has been thought about or discussed and is just not fully baked into this?
Do you have something to say?
I have something to
say. Yeah,
I always do. You know. Yeah, Gary Cooper, the planning and building manager at Yelm. So we, again, like I said earlier, this is none of these documents are really standalone. The city just adopted on June 28th the Housing Action Plan, which addresses, which establishes all kinds of goals and strategies to provide all range of levels of affordability of housing. And we are working with the other cities in the county right now on a process to figure out how to allocate responsibilities for providing all those levels of housing. So the housing needs analysis that Amelia referenced earlier was the technical document that informed the Housing Action Plan. So we do have a very thorough, I guess, plan for providing housing, including the projections of our needs, how many units will we need in 2045 that will be affordable to people who make 30% of the average median income for the area, for example, and it gets to that level. So we do have that, and so it'd be sitting right
on. That's excellent to hear. Thank you.
Oh, and if I might also add, we have to remember the joint plan has a holding zone of 1 unit per 5 acres for the UGA. Upon incorporation, it does change to that urban density zoning, and the city's housing plan would then apply to that area once it's annexed. So,
does anybody else have anything on the housing section?
Sorry, and did anyone have an answer to the question about the water element for housing?
No, Cody gave us those numbers last time. I can actually, I asked my boss to be on sort of
1800.
Sorry,
I thought you got 1800.
We got several. Once we got our water rights freed up last year, we got several years worth of water availability, but I can't remember what that number is. So I'll text Cody while you guys are talking and see.
You said till 2035.
I think he did.
Yeah.
I thought it was 2030, but 2035.
Yeah. 2030.
So I will try to get you an answer before the end of the meeting right here.
Thank you.
Commissioner Pessinger, is that all you had for housing?
Yes, sir.
Does anybody else have anything on housing? Or any other element of this joint plan? I think that the commissions are running out of questions for staff, which is probably a good thing.
Quick note, I will, if I autocorrect got me and put Caroline Mejia instead of Carolina. So I'll fix that. And if I catch any other issues, of course, those will be fixed as I catch them.
And the addition of the ag lands.
Yep. Map 1A, the ag recognition sentence on page 10.
Well, if we don't have any further discussion on this, we could certainly entertain a motion about this joint plan, especially if we do have a draft motion up there, if anybody was interested in offering that from the Thurston County Planning Commission.
I move to recommend adoption of the City of Yelm and Thurston County Joint Plan 2023 Repeal and Replace Update.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend adoption of the City of Yelm and Thurston County Joint Plan 2023 by Repeal and Replace. With that, we'll call for the vote on the Thurston County side.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Simmons?
Aye.
Commissioner Wheatley?
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Pessinger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Day?
Aye.
Chair Cassino?
Aye, that motion passes unanimously. We don't actually need to take a vote from, do we need one from City of Yelm too?
One vote from both.
Call for the vote for the City of Yelm Planning Commission.
Commissioner Howard?
Aye.
Commissioner Fugit?
Here. Aye.
Commissioner Thompson?
Aye.
Commissioner Horman?
Aye.
Commissioner Lonsdale?
Aye.
Chair Perez?
Aye.
That motion passes unanimously by both commissions. Thank you very much, Amelia.
Thank you.
Chair Cassino, so I do want to note, Natasha went back and checked the minutes from the last meeting we had, joint meeting we had, and we had 2036 was what was in the meeting minutes from Cody, and 6,000 to 7,000 homes for the water availability.
Awesome. So good. That's probably a huge relief for the City of Yelm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, having finished up our public hearing and our work session, we're going to move on to the next item on our agenda, which is for the good of the order. If anybody has anything for the good of the order, being nothing and having no further business, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you. Well, thanks, folks. Thank you for your hospitality.
Yes.
Thanks for our planning.